Democratic presidential candidates played to a full house last night in Clear Lake, Iowa, in the same ballroom where Buddy Holly played his last ever show in 1959. And for the first time ever in a stump speech, Hillary Clinton addressed the email controversy that's ensnared her campaign, NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The event took place at the historic Surf Ballroom. With a vintage mirror ball dangling from the ceiling, candidates offered up a version of their own greatest hits. Senator Bernie Sanders, who's been drawing huge crowds around the country, said it's just as important who has been showing up at his rallies.
Working people, young people, people of color, who are saying loudly and clearly, enough is enough. This country belongs to all of us, not just a handful of billionaires.
Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, also a former mayor of Baltimore, told the audience that he's the only progressive candidate in the field who has a long track record of executive experience.
Tell me what we've come to as a country that you can get pulled over for having a broken taillight, but if you wreck the nation's economy, you're totally untouchable. That is not the American dream. That is not how our economy is supposed to work. And that is not how our country.
In her speech, Hillary Clinton took a new approach, going after those who've been attacking her over her email accounts and over her actions during the 2012 terrorist attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi.
I won't pretend that this is anything other than what it is, the same old partisan games we've seen so many times before. So I don't care how many super PACs and Republicans pile on. I've been fighting for families and underdogs my entire life, and I'm not going to stop now.
The event itself was the annual Iowa Democratic Wing Ding, a fundraiser sponsored by a group of Democratic Party county organizations in northern Iowa. Clinton's front-runner status could be seen in the number of her supporters in the ballroom. Seated in a booth near the back were Chuck and Nancy Sweetman of nearby Mason City, both retired.
I'm in Hillary's corner. It's time we've had a woman president.
Nancy Sweetman agrees, but stresses Clinton is right on the issues.
In terms of, you know, early childhood and the environment and international affairs, and she is also electable.
He then speaks to the competition Clinton is suddenly getting from Sanders.
Well, I think it'll likely make her a stronger candidate because it's the competition. My only hope is Democrats don't self-destruct and shoot themselves in the proverbial foot.
Another husband and wife team, Carolyn and John Klaus of Ames, are also here. She's wearing an O'Malley sticker, though she says she's still making up her mind. He's wearing on his chest, well, I'll let him tell you.
Well, on my left, I'm wearing a Bernie. And on my right, I'm wearing a Martin O'Malley.
Bernie button here, O'Malley sticker there.
Correct.
I ask him, where's Hillary Clinton? He says she's in the back of his mind. He acknowledges that there's a good chance he'll be knocking doors for her come the general election, and he's okay with that.
But for now, I'm working for Bernie. I love Bernie, and I like Martin.
Clinton, he says, is too distant, not genuine enough for him, and he's not ready to call her inevitable. And Klaus says he's happy the Democratic contest is becoming interesting. Don Gagne, NPR News, Clear Lake, Iowa.